Biggest sports story in the world tonight, of course, the beginning of the NBA Finals. The second biggest sports story, well, it might just be happening in Canton, Ohio. And we go live now to Canton, Ohio. Bryante Dunn, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's your first class there at Canton High School?
Say it again?
What's your first class this morning?
Chemistry.
Chemistry. All right. So you're not thinking much about chemistry this morning, right? You're a high school running back. You're verbally committed to join the Ohio State University Buckeyes in January of 2012, right?
Yeah.
You must be thinking about this resignation of head football coach Jim Tressel, right?
Yeah.
That must be driving you crazy this morning. Well, give me the scuttlebutt. What do you think?
Well, just going to have to wait and see August, see the rest of the see if they have any other punishments or whatever that's going on.
All right. Well, Bryante Dunn, of course, could be a standout running back for Ohio State University, which is one of the premier college teams in college sports. And, of course, to be recruited at that level, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, takeaway sports contributor, you play for Rhode Island, right?
Yeah,
you were recruited for Rhode Island.
I was recruited.
Let's go through the Jim Tressel story, because Bryante Dunn, you know, he may not be the longest talker in the world, but he's directly affected by what happened at Ohio State. They got in trouble.
So basically, there's been a series of violations, and Jim Tressel has been, who's the head coach, he resigned yesterday amid all of these swarming allegations, primarily because he did not release information that he knew. And he admitted yesterday that he knew more than he had initially said that he knew.
Information about NCAA violations where they were selling memorabilia for cash, that kind of thing, right?
Correct. There was a series of different allegations. Players receiving cars, receiving discounts on cars. You know, the classic college football story of the boosters having an undue influence over the players.
All right, Bryante Dunn. Now, did any of this kind of stuff happen to you? You actually were recruited by Tressel, right?
Yeah.
So you didn't get any cars or anything, right?
No.
What does this make you feel like to hear these stories?
Well, I mean, I guess he tried to protect his players, and, you know, just got caught. It's a punishment, so it's going on.
So, all right. So Ohio State may be in some trouble with the NCAA. What's your backup? Is it another school, or is it, majoring in chemistry?
I'm just looking around right now at other schools and keep my options open. I don't know what's going to happen in August.
What are the dilemmas for a college athlete like Bryante Dunn, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen?
Well, first and foremost, he's thinking about the coaches who recruited him, gave him certain ideas about what he was going to play and how he was going to fit into their system. The main question is the new coach coming in, are they going to be able to structure, is he going to be able to fit into that system going forward? And that's a big, big question. That's why he's looking around for other options.
Bryante, has anyone called you from Ohio State?
No, not yet.
Now, I'm looking at the calendar here. You've made a verbal commitment to join the Buckeyes in January of 2012. You're a junior right now, right?
Yeah.
Does that mean you're going to leave high school early to join the Ohio State? No.
Yeah, that was my plan.
That was your plan, to leave early?
Yeah.
Well, Ibrahim, should he stay in school? What's the deal?
Well, I mean, his plan should probably stay in place if he's really focused on that. And it seems like they're going to keep the same system at Ohio State. So he really has to just figure out how that's going to affect him, in terms of the next season. You're still going to play the next season, right, Bryante?
Yeah.
All right, Bryante, I've seen some film of you. You are incredible. But you know what? I got to say, with this lockout at the NFL and these problems at Ohio State, you know, maybe you should think about business school, buddy. Huh?
Yeah.
You need a plan C here, right?
He doesn't
right?
sound all that enthusiastic about that.
All right. Well, you're going to play somewhere, don't you think?
Yeah.
Can you give us your second choice?
Second choice on what?
If Ohio State doesn't turn out to be the place you go?
I don't got no second choice right now. I'm still looking.
Don't say Michigan.
Yeah, say Michigan.
There we go. Bryante Dunn, running back in high school, junior in Canton, Ohio, recruited by the Ohio State Buckeyes, but his future up in the air with the resignation of Jim Tressel for possible NCAA violations. Bryante, good luck to you. Ibrahim, thanks so much for helping to advise him.
No problem. Good morning.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.